Shirin Kitzachonar for Chavgimel Machashim. We're beginning some new Zion, which will discuss the dinim of Hilchas Krishma. Halacha Aleph. Haschol is man Krishma, the beginning time of Krishma, Shal Shachris in the morning. Who Kamoiz man Tfilin? It's identical to the time of in the beginning time of Tfilin, which is Mishiyakir, when you can recognize a friend that you don't know so well, but you acquainted with him. If duration of the time continues until a quarter of the day, which means 3 hours into the day, you split the whole day, as we'll soon see, from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKachavim, or the Alter Rebbe holds from Netzachama until Shkia, you split them into 12, and a quarter is after 3 hours of the day. Bein Shayim Arach, whether the day is long, Bein Shukata, whether it's short. The next of Hayyim, Rav Shlomo Gantz is Machria, from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKachavim, like the Magen Avraham. The Alter Rebbe brings, in the Shulchan, the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Siddur, he writes from Netz until Shkia, like the Groz site. The Magen Avraham's time of Seis Man Krishma is a little earlier because he counts it from Alois until Tzeis. Now, Omitzum and Amofka, the best case scenario, the best way to do is the Kreis of Kivasikim. What is the Vasikim? Which means those that appreciate and love mitzvahs. They would read Shema right before the sun hits the horizon in order that she say Krishma, she should complete Krishma, Uber Chasa, Ima Netzachama, right where the Netzachama, he completes Krishma, Uber Chasa, and right away, Vyismachlo, Tagal, Yisrael, he's Masmach Tril, so he's Davin Shemaneser at the first moment that he could. Allah says, can whoever can be careful to do it this way? That means to read Krishna right before Nate and then start Shemon Esrei the second the sun hits the horizon. He has a tremendous amount of reward. However, one definitely must be careful not to push it off more than a quarter of the day that we mentioned earlier, three hours in. Befrat in summer when it's a long day, in arm dinas that's funny. Russia, etc. That means it's within the seventh hour, before 8 o'clock. By us, it doesn't happen that way. A third of the day, it means 4 hours into the day, until what we would call Seiv Zman Tefillah. However, after a third of the day, also Leimer HaBrachas, one may not say the Brachas, Leimer Krishma Labad, you only say Krishma, Vafilu Kolayim, even throughout the day. But this is, you say only Krishma itself. You don't have the Krishma Bismano. And according to this, you don't say Birkas Krishma. You just say Shema alone. You could also say the brachas throughout the entire day. But the Alter Rebbe Batsim sides, in Shulchan Aruch, he sides with the first opinion that you after Seis Man Tefillin, one should not say Birkas Krishma with Krishma. You should only say Shema alone. However, we rely sometimes on the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek brings the Tshuva of Shavuos Yaakov that is Machriya from the Maril and the Rishayim, that till Chatzos, after Chatzos, is definitely nothing to talk about. Halacha Beis. Likras Krishma bein Yosef bein Oymid, while sitting or standing. Bein Yosef, if he's sitting, also lahachmer b'lamed. At that point, you're not allowed to stand up. It's an inyan when he's sitting. Also likras kshu shoychev, while he's laying, you shouldn't read. I mean, you shouldn't lay down. Bein shoychev bar, if he's already laying, yatas atzmal tzidim mamish b'yikre. He should lay on his completely on his side. Bein choylek tzas, he's either sick or you bal baser harbe, or he's very. Plump, because of the of the mamish, can't mamish bring himself to lay exactly on his side. He has to tilt himself up upon him towards the side and derech covered lamayla. Halacha gimel. Before he starts Krishma, first kavana you have to have is yichavim lotzis mitzvahs Krishma shetivana kach baruch hu. To be mechavim, to be mechavim mitzvahs Krishma the Eibusha commanded. Ubam reshma Yisrael, specifically this pasuk, yichavim as a pirush. He should have the intent. The Kavanah, the Shema Yisrael, Ki Hashem Alkeinu, the Eibishter is calling that Yidin should understand, Ki Hashem Alkeinu, Hashem Achot, that he's, the Eibishter is one, Yachid, Yuchad B'Shamayim, U'Ba'aretz, he's one in the heavens above and below. The Yarech B'Ches Shal Echad, he should stretch the Ches, of the word Echad, Kedesh Yamach, Zekash Baruch, B'Shamayim, U'Ba'aretz, and think of the seven heavens and the earth. But Dalid, Yarech Gamkin K'tzas. Also the Dalid uses stretch, now it's practically impossible, and what they bring from the Beis Yosef, Mizgeres brings from the Beis Yosef, that the Kavanah is Yarech B'Machshafter. And Alter Rebbe brings that you should stretch the Dalid even more, which means you have to have more Kavanah in the Dalid Ruchas Olam, which is closer to us. Shir Sheyachshav Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yachad Bar Lamay, the amount of time it takes to think of and to contemplate the fact that the Eibishter is the only one in this world. And he rules and he governs all four directions and all corners of the earth. He shouldn't stretch it beyond. He shouldn't ruin the word echad through stretching it a little bit. Men is some of the people by trying to stretch it, they ruin the sound of the literal word. Yes, I'm echad in two syllables. Yes, I'm echad. And it sounds like a chodeh. It's better not to stretch than to stretch, but you're going to ruin the sound of the little reading of the word. We have to be medayik bediktuk, as he's going to say in halacha. Hey, now no, you're going to lay my shema bekol ram oyer kavan. Say it out loud to be my oyer kavan. And now you put the right hand over the eyes. After you say the word echad, showing it has to wait a drop, and then you say baruch shem kavod malchusa leilam bard, as the shvatim told Yaakov when he was choshed. Maybe they're not completely on the same page by then, by his passing. Now, this the only time you say it always low, aside from Chutz Miyam Kippur, and you say it loud because we're like Malachim. You also have to have the kavana of crowning the Eibishter and accepting his rule over us in Baruch Shem. Now, halacha dal, shoyim at, you wait a drop and then you say Bahafta. And that's the kavana. You have the love of the Eibishter. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Mechem Parshazu. Bein Parshazu. La Parshaz Vayim Shemayim. Way to drop between the Parshas. Yafsik Mad. Mechem Kodem. Vayimer. Yafsik Mad. Vichav and Parshaz Vayimer. Parshaz Vayimer. Parshaz Vahoya is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And Parshaz Vayimer. The kavana is L'kayim Mitzvahs. Asay Shizkiyos Mitzvahs. The time which is a day. Nice to mention and to think about. Halacha. Hey. Tzorach likras kriyashma bediktuk gadol. It should be said exactly all the oises, the sounds, the syllables, the consonants should be said properly. Metach sidr v'duy ketav, and he should say it from within a sidr that is muga. He should make sure his ears hear what he expresses with his mouth. He shouldn't say a dogush, which is like a base, a stressed letter, instead of a rafa, a lighter one, which is a vase. Or say a fe instead of a pe. Wherever there's a line, you make a short break. He brings from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch a few examples of common mistakes, and therefore you have to pause between them. Hayoim al, the mem could turn into hayoim al. It has to be separate. Hayoim la'ahava. Wherever there's a shloss mem, it shouldn't turn from the mem into meh. Mil. Tzarech lahadgish yud shel shema Yisrael, b'chein yud shel v'hoyu, you should stress, and then also tzarech liten rebach bein v'chora ta'af, not v'choraf. Tzarech liten rebach bein teva she'oiz b'she b'tchilosa ke'oiz b'soif teva z'vona, whatever there's two of the same letters, the end of the first word and the beginning of the next word is the same letter, you have to separate. And you should be careful not to take too long of a pause wherever there's a dash, a M dash connecting the words. Now, back to in Rishlema Gav, Shulchan Aruch, even in Pesukei Dezimra, one should be careful with being medayik in his letters and his nekudas and his rafa and dagish. The Alter Rebbe and Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch also adds lo yaniyah hanoch, and you shouldn't make a shvon no. You shouldn't make it into a shvanach and vice versa. V'yatim ha'ayin shel tevas nishba. You should make it pronounced the ayin of the word nishba. In order shel yanishma kilu number nishba, which means defined and captured. V'chein b'zayin shel tizkiru, it says yatiz azayin shel tizkiru. V'shel zechartam yidaktakate, say the zayin properly. Shel yanishma kilu number sin. Besin, which is tiskiru or tishkiru, halachavav. Hakoyda kriyishma lo yimers beinim. While reading kriyishma, he can't wink with his eyes like yikras b'svasav, or try to word out words just with his lips, even if he's not letting out a sound. Like yara, right? He shouldn't be directing with his fingers or hinting. Achatzorich mitzvah k'tzas. If there's a little mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe says motor limers b'parashishni. In the second parasha, one is allowed to be meravis. Now koydim kriyishma. Before he says kriyishma, k'shoymer v'abienu l'shalom. At that point, he gathers his tzitzis, his arba kanfis nortels, tzitzis v'yadav oisam b'shas krishma. He holds it throughout krishma. He holds it in his left hand so he could cover his eyes with his right hand. He holds it being k'mitzel l'zeres, between the ring finger and the pinky. K'neged libay, he raises it up across his heart. K'shemagil v'yomer, which is the final parasha, she parashas tzitzis, He holds it also with his right hand. That means he holds it with both hands together. He places it on his eyes and looks at him and kisses it. Our minhag is, our custom is, whenever he says the word tzitzis nashkan as well, he kisses them. He holds it until he says he kisses it and drops his tzitzis by within Amos V'yatzif.